Laws associated with Shabbos Chazoin. May one bathe on Erev Shabbos? May one wear Shabbos clothing? How is Havdalah recited? And what is special about this Shabbos? So Shabbos Chazoin is called after the name of the Haftarah Chazoin Yeshayahu, the vision of Yeshayahu. Although there is a famous tradition that was received from Rav Hillel Paritcher in the name of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Barditchev, that on this Shabbos Chazoin, Hashem shows every Jewish soul the third temple. Every soul, every Jew experiences a vision of the third temple. This is not a physical vision that you see with your eyes, but a spiritual vision of the neshama. Tzaddikim are in tune to this vision, while those that are not tzaddikim are not and don't notice it. What then is its purpose if only tzaddikim can merit to recognize this vision? The Rebbe explains that it subconsciously changes the soul. The purpose of this vision is to give a Jew, at the very least, a subconscious feeling of yearning for the third temple. And that subconscious yearning then affects the conscious mind and brings a Jew to yearn for the coming of the third Beis HaMikdash. The halachis, bathing on Erev Shabbos Chazoin. It's a clear ruling in the Ramah 551 Halacha 16 that it is forbidden for a person to bathe any day of the 9 days, including on Shabbos Chazoin. Even on Shabbos Chazoin, we do not extend an allowance for one to bathe on Erev Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos, as is usually done. The only thing one can do, according to Halacha, is to wash his face, feet, and hands, even with hot water, but not the remainder of his body, and certainly can't use shampoo and anything of the like. Even in cold water is forbidden. All this, however, only refers to a person who is bathing for pleasure. He feels clean, he has no problem entering Shabbos with a clean body, and he wants to take a hot shower or cold shower, l'kavod Shabbos. That's when the prohibition was in state. However, someone who feels dirty, who feels unclean, who feels sweaty, it is 100% permitted for such a person to wash his body, even with hot water, to clean it and remove the dirt from it, even during the week, and certainly on Erev Shabbos, for the sake of Shabbos, it's a mitzvah for one to clean his body from any dirt and sweat and the like. Due to this, the custom has become, amongst many, and this is an old age Hasidic custom of some communities, that on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, even those who were makpid the whole week not to shower, even when they felt dirty, even though it's mutter, they would nonetheless on Erev Shabbos Chazoin make sure to shower and clean their body. However, unlike the possible and common misconception, this allowance does not mean that there is no difference between bathing laws on this Erev Shabbos and other Erev Shabbos. On this Erev Shabbos, it's permitted for one to bathe his body to the point of cleanliness and no further. Once the body is clean, there is no longer any heter whatsoever to remain in the hot water or even in the cold water, to sit in a hot tub, to sit in a mikveh and enjoy oneself. All this is forbidden for all Ashkenazim, and not on this was the custom of Chassidim recited. This is Pashat according to Halacha, is recorded in the Paiskim, and so I also received from Avraham Landau, the son of Rav Yaakov Landau of Bnei Brak. Let's talk now about wearing Shabbos clothing. In the Poskim we find a very interesting dispute and debate regarding whether one is allowed to wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazoin. Due to it being part of the 9 days in which we follow laws of Avelus of mourning, perhaps it's forbidden to wear Shabbos clothing, just like an Avel can't wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. And so rules the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch 551 Halacha 1, and so rule majority of the Ashkenazi Poskim and Rishonim, the Magen Avraham, the Elie Rabbo, the Rashal, the Matim Moshe, the Mordechai, the Agos Ashi, the Aguda, the Rekeach. So is the custom of Chassam Sofer and many other Gedolei Yisrael, not to wear Shabbos clothing on the Shabbos, but rather to walk around with regular weekday clothing. This was the old Ashkenazi minhag. Other Poskim, however, rule that on Shabbos of the 9 days, including Shabbos Chazoin, Chas v'shalom for one to change from his usual Shabbos garb, and he is to continue wearing his regular Shabbos clothing just as he does every Shabbos. So rules the Beis Yosef, so is accepted from the Arizal, so rules the Radbaz, the Chacham Tzvi, the Chida, the Chaya Adam, that so is the Minhag in Vilna based on the Gra, so brings the Mishneh Brura in the name of the Gra and the Chacham Tzvi. So rules the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim. And practically today, this is the widespread custom, unlike the Ramah and all the Poskim of Ashkenaz. All Sfardim wear Shabbos clothing, that was always their Minhag. Even amongst Ashkenazim, all Hasidim wear Shabbos clothing, as is brought in the Divrei Nehemiah, that even the Alter Rebbe wore Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazoin. And so is recorded in Sefer HaMinhagim, that we wear our regular Shabbos clothing this Shabbos. And so is the customary today amongst almost all Ashkenazi communities, as written in the Aruch HaShulchan, that you almost cannot find today a person who wears weekday clothing on Shabbos. And it's only very few individuals that are still sticking to the original ruling of the Ashkenazi Rishonim and Poskim as ruled in the Ramah. So bottom line is, today not only is it mutter to wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos, but it's a chiyuv because a person is not allowed to show avelus on Shabbos. So we use regular Shabbos tablecloths, regular pareches for Shabbos is taken out, and so on and so forth. However, there is one restriction, and that is that we don't wear new clothing for Shabbos. We don't wear new Shabbos clothing. It has to be the regular Shabbos clothing we wear throughout the year. So too, regarding all other matters on Shabbos Chazayin, we don't change from any other Shabbos in order not to show avelus in public. So we sing by Lichadeidi, we read a regular nigun by the Kriya of the Sefer Torah and of Avtera, and we don't change in any way to show any signs of mourning. Regarding Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos Chazayin, the Mechaber rules in Shulchan Aruch, and so is the custom of the Sfardim, in chapter 551, Halacha 10, that it's mutter to make Havdalah on wine and drink the wine. The Ramah, and so is the ruling of Ashkenazim, argues and says that the wine has to be given to a child to drink. What type of child, however? This refers to a child that has reached the age of Chinuch for Brachis, but has not yet reached the age of chinuch for avelus. Preferably should be given to a male child, but if not available, can be given also to a female child that's within this age. In the event that this child is not available, some are accustomed to give it to any child below bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, and so was seen by the Rebbe, who had the Avdalah wine give it to an 11-year-old boy. If no child is available, then one may drink the wine himself, and in such a case, even the Ramah agrees, one will make Havdalah on wine and drink it himself. May these days be turned from sorrow to joy.